is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Carew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board certified physician and an addiction medicine specialist. You all right there, Drew?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Feeling good?
Yeah, I was just obliging. I knew you'd tell me to cough something up before we get out of the way early.
You brought it up?
No.
All right. Still in you?
Hmm.
All right, let's see if we can work on that during the show. Give you a little vapor rub later on in the show.
Speaking of vapor.
Yeah.
How are your emissions tonight?
I was a little gassy last night. Natalie Rotano is our guest tonight from VIP. Saturday nights, syndication, usually on 11:30. What's the average?
12:30.
Is it
Saturday nights, and then Sunday kind of varies depending on sports.
But does it vary?
See?
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah. VIP. Yeah, I've been using the hell out of mine at home. I'll tell you, making a black coffee mug is like making a brown toilet. It's genius. Very smart. Very smart. You know what I'm saying?
This is your next act when you become president.
From this day forward, all toilets will be brown. Well, no, I just mean, you know, coffee mugs, if you use them, get a little grody in there.
They
get that little ring going. They get
that little black one, you can't see the ring at the bottom.
That's right. And I ain't interested what goes in me. It's just what I see going in me.
I feel you.
That's my philosophy. And what comes out of me.
You don't want to see that either.
I don't want to see it, but I do take a look. Yeah, I gotta say. Now, wait a minute. Is VIP, because I do see it at all different times, but is it on nationally at the same time on Saturday? That's why I'm saying that.
Listings.
That's why I said that, because we're a national show.
Check your Fox affiliate for your local listings on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
And you will see VIP somewhere. And if you didn't know, you will know now that we just got bought out by TNN, so we are supposedly going to be on now 7 days a week.
Oh, you mean the syndicated?
Yeah, they bought.
Oh.
So you are going to get VIP.
We're in the third season, right?
We're just finishing up third season, yes.
Isn't they
shows?
Syndicate earlier and earlier now,
yeah.
Don't they?
Uh huh.
And how many episodes have you guys filmed altogether?
Well, let me see. Third season at 22 per episode.
66.
Yeah,
we're
going to go right into fourth season.
Oh, that's good. So it's just making you a star and a bunch of money and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really worked out. I ran into that beautiful Molly Culver in
your favorite.
Yeah, I love her. In Home Depot in North Hollywood.
Oh.
She said she didn't know.
Really keeping it real.
She ran away from you?
No. I was working there. You know, it's a day gig.
There are jobs for hiatus.
She was like in line getting some, I don't know what she was getting, and I ran into her and I was like shocked. I couldn't even place her.
Really?
Because you don't think of this beautiful auburn-haired woman sitting in a North Hollywood Home Depot. You know what I mean? Like when people show up in places.
Out of context.
You're not used to seeing them.
Yes.
I think your brain uses like two ways to figure out who a person is. One is who the person is, and the other is where you are.
Right.
And so if you're at some premiere party or something, you could easily figure it out. But if you're in line at a Home Depot, it's a little confusing. All I'm saying. All right. I talked to Natalie before the show. She has zero to plug other than VIP, which is plenty.
Which is a lot.
Yeah. 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 How is it agreeing with you, the celebrity?
It's, you know.
Yeah? You don't like it?
It's fun.
You like it?
It's fun. I mean, you know. I don't know.
What's the bad part? What's the problem?
I think it's just, I don't really focus on that. I feel like, you know, it just brings, you know, your goals to another level, and it's just a job that everybody sees you doing and recognizes you. So it's kind of weird. It's fun at first, then I kind of think it turns weird. And
are you being stalked or anything? Or?
No. Thank God.
Not that kind of weird.
Would you like me to stalk you?
No.
Okay.
Would I like you to stalk me?
You're talking. I could follow you home tonight, you know, and I'm parked right next to you. No big deal. I'd give you 100 feet, keep my headlights off. All right.
But no stalking.
But, you know, as a woman, is it, and I know you have nothing to compare this to, but, you know, women are a little more like Drew, I'll go to the hardware store, I'll go to the market, I'll go in a pair of sweatpants, pair of slippers with an erection, and a shirt with mustard smeared on it, yeah, and wouldn't think twice about it.
Yeah, that's the only way people would identify you.
Right. But I think, as a woman, especially who's made up, looking beautiful, looking hot, looking sexy on TV, do you have to pause before you go out now and think, yeah, I better put a little mascara on in case I run into somebody?
Or conversely, do you dress down?
Do you dress down, or do you not want to go out? I mean, do you feel like you have to pull it together or do something different?
No, I just do what I want. I just am myself. If I go out to an event, of course, you know, I want to look nice, or if you're doing something like a red carpet thing, but you will definitely catch me in my pajamas at 7-Eleven.
Oh, really? All right. Well, maybe we'll stop there on the way home when I'm following
you. It's not that exciting. I'm a sweatpants, guys, underwear-wearing person.
All right. So there's nothing bad about being a celebrity so far?
No.
Okay, good. All right.
Money's good.
Did you always want to be one?
Well, I think that, yeah, I guess it's a dream, you know, and I remember always saying, like, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to be a star, I'm going to be a star. You don't ever think it's actually going to happen, and then you're like, oh, my God, it really did happen.
You're a dancer, though, right?
I was a dancer, a ballet dancer and hip-hop dancer and stuff like that.
And you were hosting, weren't you hosting a show, dance show?
Mm-hmm.
Or a exercise show or something like that?
On ESPN2, Hip Hop Body Shop. I was just one of the dancers. It was actually a show by the guy named, named Milo Lavelle, and he still teaches hip hop like all over the world and stuff like that. And I was just happened to get that job because somebody had gotten fired.
Right.
And I used to take his class because I was actually a singer in a girls' group.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just taking his class because I worked at a gym, and I was just going to, you know, like girls' groups have to know how to dance.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just kind of brushing up on my dance moves, and then it turned into, like, me always dancing.
Right.
So I went to Russia and did, like, you know, performed at White Night. It was a great experience.
You did that dance where you cross your arms and kick your feet up real high?
Yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Kazavka.
There you go. Well, a little of that Russian heritage poking through there. Yeah. What the hell was I going to say? All right, that's good.
Stardom.
Want to take some calls here, Drew?
Yeah, if you're ready, Mr.
All right. Now, I had something I wanted to say, but I can't remember what it was.
We shouldn't miss anything you want.
No,
say.
Anything I think you guys should hear. Lisa?
Hi.
You're 22.
Yeah, I got a question for you. My partner and I have anal sex, and I like it a lot, but, like, the next day I find myself bleeding just a little bit.
Well.
Is that normal?
Certain amount of rectal bleeding is good for a woman, isn't it, Drew?
It's good?
No. You know, you can injure yourself with this stuff. It happens. We talked to a guy last night that had a fissure, and you can get all kinds of anal pathology.
How often are you engaging in this?
Maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks.
I remember what I was going to say when Natalie was talking about having a band. I thought, if I had you were an all-girl band?
Mm-hmm.
I would call it Maxi Pad.
Yeah.
Don't you think it would be a good name for an all-girl band? Maxi Pad. You know, really?
You know what?
You don't think so?
That's the man show, all girl band.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah,
that would be kind of a cool name for a girl band.
It would be
a
good hard rock band, I think.
Yeah, Maxi Pad. Yeah.
Punk girl band.
Maximum Rock. Yeah, it's that time of the month to rock. You know, that kind of thing? Off the top of my head.
Hey, I don't disagree.
All right. But you don't agree. Lisa.
So, Lisa, you got to be careful with it.
Okay. What can I do to be more careful?
Wait a minute. What did you say you're good for a week?
Every 1 to 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we have regular intercourse, but, like, just to mix it up and stuff.
Sure.
I like doing that and different sorts of things. But, like, is there anything I should be doing to be more careful about that?
Mm-hmm. Condom, lubrication, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we use all that, and it doesn't hurt. I mean, I like it, but seems like...
Some people
What is that rectal bleeding? What is that?
Probably hemorrhoid or tear.
Ooh, really? But, okay, let me ask you this. A lot of women bleed when they have intercourse, right?
Yeah, that's different.
Why?
Because that's actually from the uterus. This is from the sphincter.
I see. It's not from the inside there?
No, probably not.
But the sphincter's connected to something, right?
Yeah.
But that part doesn't bleed. It's from the actual part that it enters through. You know what I mean? Well, what I mean is...
When women, the bleeding comes from way downstream. Way upstream, right?
Natalie, aren't you glad you did the show again?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, like...
Yeah,
what are you doing here? Not body shop, no.
Yeah.
Well, I can't answer the questions because I've never had anal
sex. You never did it? See, you'd strike me as someone who did. I mean that as a compliment, but I mean, you seem kind of rough and tumble. Yeah, you just seem like an anal sex gal, that's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, looks can be deceiving.
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, you know.
No, not your thing? No, and you
not
know.
Not really my vibe.
You know it's not your thing, right?
I know it's not my thing.
Yeah. It's not my thing either. We could... Well, what I mean is there's some people that just
she's
kind of...
She's going to take this back to Molly, right?
Well, yeah. Careful.
I'm going to tell Molly that you
please,
want
please,
to...
Don't tell. Okay. No, here's what I'm saying. There's certain things you have to try to know you don't like liver.
Yeah.
Like, I tried liver. I don't like liver.
Yeah.
I was willing to try it, though. But I don't like a thumb in the ass.
Right.
And
you
I'm
know
not,
that without
I know it. Yeah. I know it. I know it in my heart of hearts and my asses of asses. And I think, Natalie, you're saying the same thing about your ass. You know you don't like it in advance.
I think there's a Dr. Seuss book here.
Hearts and hearts and asses and asses.
All right. But listen, and some people are just not meant to do this. It's bizarre why people would demand of themselves they continue this behavior. It's, in other words, if she were doing some exercise and it caused her to bleed or a pain in a joint, she'd stop that activity because
right.
that's what your body's
right.
telling you it's time to do.
Blood coming from your rectum is your
time
body saying,
stop.
No more of this. That's
and,
right.
And it does actually need to be evaluated. She's 22, but theoretically it needs to be looked at.
Tony,
hey.
You're 15.
Natalie, I just want to say you're very hot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ow!
And my question is, my situation is, 2 days ago, I was in a fight at school, and the guy that I was fighting took a cheap shot at me and kneed me in my testicles, and ever since then, they've become really swollen and tender and sore, and whenever I ejaculate, there's blood mixed with the semen.
This show is really taking a
we're
turn.
Saying, with
the rectal bleeding
blood
and the semen coming out of the penis.
Right.
Yeah, let me just paint the picture. If this scenario had happened to you, what would the next move be?
Airlift.
That's what I figured.
To the hospital.
Yeah.
Not drive, airlift.
Yeah, Tony, why have you not been seen by medical personnel?
Well, my family's kind of pretty poor, and we don't have a family doctor.
Yeah, but can you just go to a clinic?
Go to a county hospital.
I can just go to a county hospital.
Oh, yeah. You can just go there and wait for 14 hours to have
yeah, not very nice,
some student nurse look at your testicles.
No, you'll get somebody to look at you. But here's the deal. Is you can actually fracture and rupture and kill the testes, quite literally. And
is that what it could be?
Well, it could be lots of things. You can have all sorts of injuries there, but some of them can be quite serious.
Whatever it is, you've got to get it checked out.
All right.
You're 15.
Yeah.
You're going to need your scrotum for, well, see, how old am I? 36?
You lost 10 years. You lost the knee about 7 years ago for your...
For my scrotum?
Yeah.
I stopped using my scrotum about 93.
Okay.
Something like that. All right. Get to the hospital.
Thank you very much.
All right. Carrie.
Yeah.
Carrie's 17. What's up?
Well, I think it's just basically that my boyfriend doesn't know how to please me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have absolutely fabulous sex, but we've been going...
Stop right there. How do those two statements go together? Help me understand that.
Well, I'm just a little bit more open, and he is not exactly as comfortable as...
Well, what is so fabulous about something that's dissatisfying?
Well, it's not dissatisfying. It's just the fact that it's getting kind of boring, and I don't know how to confront him about this. I mean, I don't want to insult him because, like I said,
we're getting ready to gamble here.
Yeah. You're going to confront
What's
him about...
What's boring about it?
Excuse me?
What's boring about it?
Well, it's just kind of monotonous. I mean, I know what to expect every time we have sex.
How old is your boyfriend?
Yes.
How old is he?
He's 17, and I think that's part of the problem because I'm more accustomed to dating older guys, and he's the first.
Yeah, I'm a gambler.
How much older?
Oh, not much older. Just a few years older, like 3 or 4 years older, and that's just my typical age range that I date. But this particular guy is my age, and I know that 17-year-old guys are not exactly, you know, as secure with their sexuality as an older guy would be. And he's just, he knows how to please me, but it's just not as...
Well, it's fantastic sex. No one would argue with that.
Well, no, I mean, the sex is, it's...
Well, it's fantastic.
Well, it's fantastic, but it's been fantastic.
No, fantastic.
I want to change it. I want to add...
You don't mess with perfection. But
no,
Drew, once again, well, hold on a second there, Gary, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Natalie, you got any money, or did you spend it all in that car?
Yeah, I got a few.
You got a dollar?
Dollars.
Oh, man. You getting a part of this? Uh-oh, I don't have any money.
You want to borrow some?
Yeah, can I borrow a dollar?
Okay.
Just $1. I'll give it to you later when I follow you home. I got change in the ashtray in my car.
Right.
Thank you.
What are we gambling?
We're gambling on Carrie's past. Now, Drew had an instinct about her. I didn't have too much instinct about her.
She's talking like a, 35-year-old, sort of through-the-mill professional.
All right,
She's 17.
Don't give too much away.
Yeah.
Let's just get
I don't have a clear picture of what it is yet.
Oh, well, you did when you were reaching for your wallet.
No, I know something's up.
Don't
know why.
All right, so anyway, Natalie, here's how this works. We haven't done this in a while. We don't gamble on what's going on with her right now. I don't know what's going on with her school or parents or anything. We gamble on where she comes from. What kind of family did she grow up in? Parents divorced? Is there alcoholism, physical abuse, sexual abuse? Where is it? What is it? All right. I'll go first. I'm going to say she's not crazy about guys. She dates the older guys. Says good things and then bad things. Dad... Oh, man, I had a lead on this one a few minutes ago, just like my maxi pad banjo. It's gone. I'm going to go with Dad not around. Dad was around, but never paid any attention. Is that too
vague?
Too vague? Dad...
We put the parents together. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, because I actually get money for parents just being together. Parents together.
It's a long shot.
Dad,
if you be able to predict that, wow.
Dad really, really absent. Always absent.
But how about like in the same town?
All right, parents not together.
Yeah.
Dad gone. Dad always gone. Stepdad didn't really care. Never bonded with the guy.
Yeah.
Just kind of floated.
Right.
Mom was kind of into stepdad, into her own ass, maybe booze.
Yeah.
No bonding with Carrie.
Yeah.
She just floated.
Yeah, I get
that's the feeling I got.
I get that too.
All right, Natalie.
Definitely no attention from anybody as far as any male figures in their house.
Yeah.
If it was at 17, if you're wondering, like, God, this guy doesn't satisfy me, then...
Yeah, all right.
I mean, I don't think... You know, definitely looking for attention and love. No love.
I think we're all three on that same page.
All right, but what? Alcoholic dad, sexual abuse. Parents could be together. You know, and here's another good gambling bet, Natalie. I'll give you a hint because I like it. You can say...
Anyone to stalk
me. She can deny. Oh, one, I'm past one. I'm already started stalking. There's already a restraining order out on me. You can say that she won't admit to anything and her parents are together and everything's great. You'll make your money through default.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She may not cop to certain things.
But I got
to
say whether the parents are together or...
Parents are together. Parents are divorced. Sexual abuse. Physical abuse.
But the one thing about her is she's really, you know, she's pretty open and honest. Seems like she knows herself really well. But
So what are you going with?
That's all BS. All that stuff.
Yeah,
everything you heard from her, it's all...
All right.
All
listen, let Natalie... Natalie's got to get a
phone. Well, you're the professional. I'm
kind of guessing, too. I'm the guest, too. Because we're kind of guessing what our instincts tell us.
Well, I don't know what Natalie's guess is, though.
Well, do I have to guess, like, a definite either alcoholic father?
Yes.
Something. Something.
Go with something.
I think that there is definitely some sort of sexual... abuse.
All right, good
or
enough.
Rape or something.
Fine. Yeah. Good enough.
So I think she definitely had that 12-year-old, 19-year-old relationship.
Yeah.
12-year-old.
Interesting.
She definitely had that.
Yeah.
But I think she had some sort of like quasi-hippie mom who was a professional.
I was going to say.
Yeah, mom's got this girl full of all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh.
It is all intellectualized BS.
Uh-huh.
All BS. I'm not in. He doesn't satisfy me. It's all a lot of load of crap, but it's covering up for something.
He wants to experiment.
But the covering up is what we're all picking up on.
All right.
About the dad not being there. I can't figure out why dad wasn't there. Let's just say.
Dad was a professional guy, traveled a lot.
Died.
All right. Well, that's all good. Drew, you keep your fingers crossed for dad dying. Natalie, keep your fingers crossed for rape.
Or left. Or he left.
All right.
I think he left.
Carrie?
Yeah.
All right, baby. Now, what's the situation at home, just so we can settle these bets?
All right. Parents are divorced. Mother is an alcoholic, not a hippie fanatic, never filled me full of anything because she's dumb as hell, and I have a good relationship with her, but it's more like a friend relationship with her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Father is around, but no, not a lot of attention there. Let's see.
Let her talk, yes?
No alcoholism with father and no sexual or rape abuse.
Well, any stepdads?
No stepdads. So well, mother's boyfriend, he doesn't count because I don't really, you know.
see him or
the alcoholic mom.
How long I had alcoholic mom? How long
was you had pothead mom?
I didn't say pothead. You said that. What? How long has your mom's boyfriend been around?
Well, about 7 years or so.
Oh, so wow! But they're not married.
No.
All right, now hold on a second. I think I'm getting close to money because I said divorced, I said mom alcoholic, and I said stepdad hanging around but never bonded with.
Ask about the 12 years.
But there's a boyfriend of 7 years. That's pretty good.
There's still, we have to figure out still what's wrong with the dad situation. Something
she
like.
Definitely doesn't like her stepfather.
Yeah, or long-time boyfriend.
How old were you when you had your first boyfriend?
12.
How old was he?
You're right that on 12, 17...
12, 17?
I said 12, 19.
You lose your virginity at 12?
No, 13. I lost my virginity.
To how old?
16.
But you had a... sorry, Drew, that doesn't get you...
Not quite, no.
Not quite. Drew was implying some sexual activity at 12, 13 with an 18, 19-year-old. That didn't happen?
Close.
All right.
It was a very unhealthy sexual relationship when I was much younger, but I'm in counseling and I've worked out those problems and I feel very comfortable with my sexuality and I'm not promiscuous.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy that I've been with him for about 3.5 months. I waited about a month before I had sex with him.
What's up that you have this sort of bitchy alcoholic mom that you don't really bond with that well, but you're in therapy and stuff? Is your mom a professional or where's the money coming from?
Well, my father's, we're real well off. I don't live with my mother. I live with my father. I see my mother on the weekends, and she's there, and I love her, but I don't blame her for anything.
Where's Dad? What's his problem?
So she's got to be really independent. You can tell.
Yeah. What's up with Dad?
Dad's around. We don't have a very close relationship. I mean, he's a very loving, caring father, but we...
Sure, no, he's no we're better, but... You don't like him that much.
When he was married to Mom, was there a lot of violence in the home or aggression?
No, not particularly. They were only married until I was two.
Okay. Is he a business guy? Does he work a lot?
Yeah, he does work a lot.
Yeah. Well, we all picked up on basically the same vibe, which is you kind of raised yourself.
Yeah.
And Drew picked up on the sort of therapy part of it, not that you were in therapy, but that there was somebody was feeding you some stuff and you're kind of intellectualizing things. But meanwhile... It's like too much intellectualizing and then a feeling going on.
Right.
There's a lot of feeling going on.
No, I'm hearing more of it now, frankly.
Yeah.
You know, sort of
we got
you
going.
A little bit, yeah.
So, Carrie, listen, say to the guy, tell him what you want.
Well, that's kind of difficult. That's what I wanted the advice on. The guy loves me and he wants to please me. He leaves the pleasing up to me. I mean, in our intercourse, I'm just like in control.
If you instruct men, they will perform. You just got to tell them. They will not hurt their feelings. They're delighted to be. They're willing students all the time.
I've taught him some things since we've been together.
Yeah,
so this is the part that's...
Right. They've only been together 3.5 months. I mean, give him a little bit of time.
Yeah, also, this whole thing, I'm the teacher, I'm in charge. That's bothering me.
The part with...
Well, you will be the teacher if the kid's 17 years old.
A good teacher's pupil doesn't know...
And even when they're older.
I had a Confucius-like saying, which is a good teacher's pupil doesn't know he's being taught a lesson. That's what makes a good teacher. They just think they're enjoying themselves. Write that down.
Yeah.
Screw you.
No, that was good.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I thought you were screwing around. That's true. What makes a good teacher? You think you're having a good time. You don't know you're learning
stuff.
You're being
entertained.
Yeah. All right. So don't give them that whole rap about, I've been with a lot of older guys who are more experienced than me. Just slow down and mellow out. And Carrie...
Mm-hmm.
Your boobs may say 17, but your brain says 37. And you're a bit of a ball buster, and this guy 17 doesn't know what's going on.
And
just slow it down a little bit.
I personally think that you should just, take a little bit, maybe a month wasn't long enough, and you just take a little bit more time to get to know each other on a more, intimate level than sex. And you can feel each other, because when you don't know each other yet, so how can you... when you know each other on without sex, and then you sleep together, it's so much better.
You don't feel that there's any connection there.
There's no connection yet. That's why.
Or when you're really drunk and you don't even know the person's name.
Exactly.
I'm giving Natalie the dollar back that I took from her.
Do you want to keep it for the next bet?
Well,
now he's got money.
I'm taking the $2 because we're all close. I think I was a little closer.
You were closer. Absolutely.
All right.
Hands down.
now. Natalie Ritano is our guest tonight from VIP. Check your local listings Saturday night and Sunday. I see it at noon, I think, out here on Sunday, or I have.
It's like on. It's on all the time. 5 o'clock. It's on all the time. Just
all right, just turn the TV on and
you'll see us.
Watch VIP. And when we come back, we'll talk to Enrica. That is 18 in a gang bang and members threaten to kill. Oh, he's in a gang. I can't say the word gang without the word bang behind it on this show. He's in a gang. He's threatened to be killed. We'll talk to him after this.
You know what I'm saying out there?
This year, do your holiday shopping online at samgoody.com and save up to 40% off music, movies, books, and more. At samgoody.com, you'll
shop in heavenly peace.
The minute you think you might be pregnant, you start asking yourself, what if I am? How will my life change? But what if I'm not? What if it never happens again? The sooner you know, the sooner you can plan. That's why you should know about the First Response Early Result Pregnancy Test. Based on product instructions, you can use it 4 days earlier than any other at-home test.
Use as directed. See your doctor as recommended.
Now ask yourself, isn't it better to know 4 days sooner?
Find out first with First Response.
This Thursday night, December 14th, the Norva 96X welcomes MXPX for the Norva Nutcracker. MXPX.
Hey, MXPX will jingle your Christmas balls.
What? It's MXPX with Good Charlotte and Hot Rod Circuit this Thursday night at the Norva. MXPX, Good Charlotte, and Hot Rod Circuit. Live at the Norva. Tickets available now at the Norva box office, shoot time, 7:30. All ages welcome. Join MXPX at the Norva Nutcracker. MXPX, Good Charlotte, and Hot Rod Circuit. This Thursday, December 14th, at the Norva. Tickets on sale now. A Rising Tide Production, MXPX. For more info, check out thenorva.com. And tickets on sale now for SR71, Friday, January 5th at the Norva.
Okay, people, bored with the daily grind of 9-to-5 life? Then set yourself apart from the masses with a precision body piercing from What's the Point Studios. No matter what look you want to achieve, from conservative to cutting edge, What's the Point Piercing Studio can help you break free of the boredom. With a wide assortment of premium body jewelry and over 7 years of experience installing it, come see how the staff of What's the Point Studios are taking tribal technology into the 21st century. For body piercing ranging from mild to wild, performed in a safe, sane, and sterile environment, come see firsthand how What's the Point Studios is helping to redefine beauty. Located at 213 17th Street, between Atlantic and Pacific Avenue at the oceanfront. What's the Point Piercing Studios open Tuesday through Sunday from 1 to 8 p.m. Stop by or call 428-1615 for all your body adornment needs. You've tried the rest, now insist on the best with What's the Point Studios, helping adorn Hampton Roads for over 7 years.
We've traveled all the way to Toucan Island to bring you this special interview with one of the most notorious pirates of all time. So tell me, Pirate Skin Man, how did you get your name?
Aye, mate, I got my name from the many paintings on me body. They call them tattoos on the briny.
Tattoos?
These aren't just any tattoos. They're genuine toucan tattoos.
I bet you traveled long and far to find such a variety of cultural designs.
No, mate, just over there in Gloucester Point Shopping Center. The crew has over 36 years of combined experience. They're one of the most sterile. Like I was saying, they're one of the most sterile. Smash, smash! Shut up, you scatterwag!
Well, Mr. Skinman, it's been nice, but we're out of time.
Not so fast. Go visit Toucan Tattoo today for sanitary professional service. Call for an appointment or just stop by. 804-642-3893. Don't forget the area code. And you must be 18 with positive ID.
And there you have it. Toucan Tattoo. It's there or nowhere.
there.
Love Lines is sponsored by Hillcrest Clinic. Now stand by for more Love Lines on 96X.
You're listening to Love Lines on 96X.
Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LVE-191. Natalie Ritano is here tonight.
Hello.
VIP.
Yep.
Saturdays, Sundays, almost every day. But the
it will be every day.
New one Saturdays, right? Repeats on Sundays. All right?
Repeats on Saturday, new one on Sunday.
Oh, new one on Sunday. I just figured because Saturday comes before Sunday, but it comes after it because it's the next week or something.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, turn on Fox and find it. I'm sure you guys who watch it know where it is. All right. Ready? Wait a minute. That isn't who we were talking
to. Yes, you said.
Yeah, but that wasn't the guy's name.
Enrique.
I swear to Christ.
The one that's in the gang.
Yeah, but
we must have
spelled
that
way.
No.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't spelled that way. Enrique?
Yes.
All right, hold on a second.
They rewrote that in to get you to spell it, to pronounce it properly.
Okay, but listen, you're gaslighting me, you guys. It makes me feel high. Enrique?
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yes, so right now I'm in a gang, and, like, if I tell you no, they tend to kill me. Like, if I were to go to, like, another state, them killing my family or something.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's a rule.
No. No traveling?
No.
What if you got, like, a note? Couldn't do it?
No.
No.
Are there any conditions?
What state are you calling from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
No. Well, where do you want to go? Do you want to go somewhere?
Well, I want to live a better life.
I see. Do you, And when you say your family, you mean your mom and your dad, or mean your kids or your wife or whatever?
My mom and my dad.
Yeah. What gang is it?
Well, no, we don't want to know.
They don't?
Because then we're in.
What if they're listening?
We're in the gang.
Then we're involved. We got to do something.
Wait a minute. Drew travels a lot. Are you saying you can't travel if you're in the gang?
That's right. I won't be able to travel anymore.
Well, I want
to
know what the name of the gang is.
But now you're putting him in jeopardy that way, really. I can't let you do that.
Better feed him.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, what if they hear him saying that?
Oh, what if? Jesus Christ. Try and do some radio.
Yeah, I know you just march along not with any concern for what the outcome of what we say and do might
be. You have no feel for the radio at all. People listening to the show are curious what the name of the gang is. I don't know if it's the Crips or the Bloods or what the hell it is. It's not going to make a difference if he said what it was. Unless
why?
He says the Bloods, it's the Bloods. He says it's the Crips, it's the Crips.
No, it's going to be some local name. People like
why? Well, I'm curious. Is a lot of the gangs that we started out here, when I say we, I mean me and my black Chicano brothers out here, we franchised. We sent them out around the country. I want to know if it's one of those kind of gangs. Enrique?
Yes.
Is it like a big gang?
Yes, a very big one.
All right. So it'll be like the Crips or the Bloods or something like that. See, they open up chapters.
Well, it's a Mexican one.
Oh, the Chupacabras?
No.
No, they have, there's a name. There's like the something mafia or something like that. Yeah, see that? All right.
Is there any way you can get involved with your church or something?
I don't think so.
Are there any circumstances where they let you out?
Well, you have to die.
No, I mean, do they have any kind of... Is there anyone you can talk to? Is there any sort of,
Not really. It's like once you're in it forever.
Well, it's like, listen, I'm in AAA, but I never call them. You know what I mean? Could you do that kind of thing?
And they'll kill your family?
Yes.
Well, wait a second. How high up are you? Are you a high-ranking member?
No, not really. I just, started.
You just started?
Yes.
And who recruited you? Is there one guy? Is there one decent guy in that whole organization who you know, who you can talk to?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Somebody can appeal to, or at least...
I mean, who got you into it? Can you talk to that guy? What do they call it? A sponsor, Drew? Can you talk to that guy?
Probably.
Why don't you talk to that guy? Here's what you need to do. You need to talk to that guy, and you need to say, listen, I'm not going straight. I'm just taking a little crime sabbatical, a little time off of the criminal scene. And my mom's sick. She's worried. make up a good lie or something.
Yes.
And tell her you hurt your ankle or something, and you gotta drop out. And see what he says, and just tell him, how do we go about this?
Okay.
You know, you're not going to become a cop, you're not going to talk to anyone, you're not going to do anything. You just want to know how to start fading out. See, I think you got to fade out. This works with everything, every kind of relationship. Like, you know, those friends you don't like, those people you don't want to hang out with anymore. Mm-hmm. You don't show up one day and announce that you're leaving. It's just all of a sudden they call one day and they go, hey, this weekend we're going over there, and you go, ooh, yeah, this weekend there's VIPs on. I can't make that. And they go, oh, okay, well, maybe next week. Yeah, next weekend. And you kind of return a call, but you keep waiting a little longer in between returning the calls. When you used to call back a half hour later and you don't wait a day. And before you know it, it's just faded. Yeah. I think he's got to do that.
Fade out.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, if they have rules whereby if you even...
Hey, we got a big raping going on this weekend. You coming out? I sprained my raping arm. Something like that.
Sprained your penis?
I sprained my penis. I got to stay in.
But
I'll do it next week.
They have rules where if he even talks like that, they come start
working. Yeah. No. Yeah, I don't think so. I think we overdo it with the gang thing. I think it's one of those, I think we're like white people, and we're a little too freaked out. The media does a little too nutty.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite as, put it this way. Every gang special you see is way over the top. I mean, it's super dramatized. I'm not saying...
Well, this person is, they're afraid that their family's going to be killed. As well.
Yeah, I believe, here's what I believe. I believe that a gang, in order to keep people in their gang, would say, anyone who drops out, and we're coming after your family. I believe that. But I don't believe that they would for every low-ranking person who got in 6 months ago and doesn't seem to know anything, drops out. They're not going around killing everyone's family. Now, I understand they say that, but they just couldn't possibly keep up with it. Because there's a fair amount of turnover in these gangs. I don't believe it's like what
they're
say.
They're all dying.
Guys get in. Well, okay, but do they have to kill your family?
If you die?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think you get shot?
Yeah.
What if you stumbled and killed yourself by mistake or something? You landed on a knife.
Or what if you, as you died, you sweared your desire to get out of the gang?
Forget it through. Here's what I think. I think gangs are bad. I think they're full of bad guys. I think most of the time they sit around smoking weed and screwing chicks. That's what I think. It's kind of like retired people who got a lot of energy. You know what I mean? And I don't think they kill everybody.
No, a lot of gangs don't have a lot of bad people in them. They're
good fellas. Yeah, it's Jewish gangs. Larry?
Hello.
Uh-oh. You're 25. What's up?
Well, I'm a big fan of Natalie, so I've got a couple questions for her. But Dr. Drew, you know how you're talking about a Westwood Nun?
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe they canceled David Essel Alive.
Whatever.
What is that?
You know what David Essel, he had a program there on Westwood One. And
no,
we
don't know. Never heard the name in my life.
Drew, you did a promo for him.
Oh, you did?
Promo for him?
Oh, we do promos for everything. We never know what it is.
What kind of show was it?
It was it's the only positive radio show where he, you know, talked about people getting, you know, making their goals. And
yes, I did know. I did his show once.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, see that?
Yeah, anyways, Natalie, yeah, I've been a big fan of yours, and...
It sucked. Well, that's why they canceled it. It sucked. I never heard of it. I'll take Drew's word for it. Mm. Go ahead, Larry.
The martial law, three episodes stint you did.
Yes.
Was that something they came to you for, or is that something that, you know, you auditioned for?
I had to audition for it, yes.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then has Playboy contacted you, or have you thought about doing them?
Yes, it's been thrown around.
I'm sure they've contacted everybody on. I mean, I'm not trying to say that.
Yeah.
Way, but I mean,
yes, they have.
They have.
They have contacted.
And, is the money? What's the money like? And why
it's
can't
good
go
money.
Ahead? No, what, tell me how much.
It's good.
I know, but what's up with money? I made $250,000 doing some crappy commercials for a phone company. I don't understand. Is it the IRS is going to catch up?
No, it's vulgar to talk about money.
I know, but I'm asking.
It's vulgar.
You know, it's
vulgar of you to ask.
It's vulgar? I think it's vulgar not to. I don't understand this.
it feels a little dishonest that people don't talk
people
about it.
People listening, you think the people listening would like to know?
I don't actually know. Yes. I don't actually know.
I'm not criticizing you.
I'm not criticizing you. Shut up. I'm so done with you, Drew. Now, how much?
Screw you, Drew.
What kind of money are we talking about? Just give me a range, and that way it's not like you told me.
It's up there in the...
More than five?
Five what?
I listen. Is it like 250 grand or
no,
is it 500 grand?
Okay.
Or is it 125 grand?
I mean, I would never get that much. Like, Pamela Anderson probably gets that much. Okay. I don't know. She's never told me.
So it's like...
Because we don't talk about money. But anyways...
So it's like 75 grand or something.
It's a little... It's like closer to like 150.
Close to 150. All right.
You could 150. They should bear one then.
Well,
really seriously.
How long? What's it going to take? An afternoon?
No, but seriously, it's a risky proposition. And
doesn't hurt anybody anymore.
Yeah, but it means it's meaningful.
Good publicity.
Mm.
Oh, shut up. Listen, Drew, you know, you'd make a great agent. Not the
retro. Yeah, anti-agent.
No, you'd make a good, you'd be like the nagging mom agent. I don't know. She could hurt. It's cold. Somebody could get hurt. Those pictures, you know, people are going to masturbate onto those. It's demeaning. She has a grandfather. If he saw those, he'd be very upset.
That's
going to cost
that's
more.
How you get her more.
My parents are like, do it.
Are they?
I'm more like,
yeah.
I'm more. I'm the one that has the second thoughts.
What do you feel then? What are your second thoughts?
I just really don't feel like it's really me. Hmm. You know.
Yeah.
And it would be like.
Is there something you don't want to do?
Well, just because, like, I have a problem. Like, I feel embarrassed, like, doing that.
Yeah,
right.
When you have to go there and act sexy, you know, I think sexy is just something that you either are or you aren't. And just going up there is, just, I don't know. I've said no so far.
Too embarrassing. Touché.
Well, maybe they keep coming back.
Then,
with
like,
more
watch
money?
Next month. Go see me ass up and like him well, Playboy. Like, well, I guess she got over it.
I said that about that Colt Roundup calendar. I swore I would never do it, but they came to me. The terms
were right.
It wasn't about the money. Yeah, it was just a headshot, and it was covered with semen. But it was just the headshot, and that's what we agreed on. Although I didn't see the stipulation about the bucket of semen that was dripping down my head. No, you know what I was like is they always get away from the money, whoever they talk to. No, it was a beautiful shot. The photographer, Fernando, was a photographer. He was beautiful. He was a talented man. I mean,
you
didn't sex.
You
able to
Carmel,
do,
you didn't talk to her about that.
Oh, she does it for... Everyone does it for money. What else... What don't you do for money? But the thing about Playboy is it's tame these days compared
well,
to what
they,
else is out
it,
there.
You know, it's...
And
it
also,
can be great for your career or...
It can be.
It, you know, could not be good for you.
You know what? I'll tell you, today, quite honestly, I don't think it breaks it. I don't think it makes it anymore. I think it's been done too many times, and Playboy isn't what it used to be, and I think there's a little more who cares.
It's just another commercial.
So you might as well just cash in and get that money. Also be cool to look at when you're, you know, 85 and things aren't holding up as well as they are. Show that to your grandson. All right, we'll take a little break. Natalie Vitano is our guest tonight. VIP is the name of the show, and we'll be back after this.
Founded in 1973, Hillcrest Clinic has been providing quality reproductive health care services to the community for over 27 years. Hillcrest Clinic has three main objectives. The first is to develop community outreach programs and educational services in the field of reproductive health. Second, to provide first trimester pregnancy terminations and birth control and professional counseling services that women in our community can reasonably afford. The third and most important objective is to provide an outpatient clinic with medical, nursing, counseling, and lab personnel specializing in the delivery of abortion services. Hillcrest provides an atmosphere of understanding, respect, and strict confidentiality. Hillcrest now offers women another option in quality health care, the emergency contraception pill, also known as the morning after pill. When taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex, ECPs reduce the risk of pregnancy by 75%. Hillcrest Clinic is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Call 480-2800. 1-800 or 496-6910 for an appointment. Hillcrest Clinic, providing quality reproductive health care to women in Tidewater for over 27 years.
How can the pilot make holiday shopping easier for you? Start
sleeping, tripping, saving, browsing, finding, buying, smarter shopping.
Compare hundreds of prices in stores.
Something great for Uncle Marvin.
Plan your holiday shopping at home.
Sleeping, tripping, saving, browsing, finding, buying, smarter shopping.
Take the stress out of the holidays.
Use for Gary, toy for Tammy, lots of stuff for Gramps and Granny.
Find more selection. Use the pilot and take the bah humbug, stress, and expense out of your holiday shopping. Every day, the pilot is brimming with cost-saving coupons, sale ads, and more gift ideas than you can shake a peppermint stick at. The pilot gives you the chance to compare prices and find the best deals without running all over town. So if you want to get more but spend less, just pick up a pilot and start.
Sleeping, tripping, saving, browsing, finding, buying, smarter shopping.
It's like Santa's little helper. The Virginian pilot. However you use it, use it.
Huddle up, Norfolk. There's only one place to catch the entire season of hard-hitting football. Julian's. Julian's in the Waterside is your NFL headquarters this season with all the in-your-face football action that a fan can handle on over 15 big-screen TVs. Get to Julian's every Monday night and all day on Sunday for great food, killer football, and not a bad seat in the house. Far better than squinting at that tiny TV across the room from your couch. Admit it. So get your friends, your fellow football fans, and get to Julian's. It's the most awesome spot in Norfolk to catch all the games. Also, don't miss out on Norfolk's most rockin' Friday night after work party ever. Julian's after work parties have become, well, you know, legendary. If you haven't been, then it's high time you get with the program and get to Julian's. Every Friday night from 5 to 9, it's social interaction at its finest. Great live music, awesome food, contest prizes, and much, much more. Eat, drink, play. Interesting concept. Monday Night Football and the after-work party from 5 to 9 every Friday night at Julian's. In the Waterside, definitely the most fun you can ever have in public.
So, you got a motorcycle. You want speed, performance, and style. You want a wax ass. Well, then get your ass to Sport Cycle Center. It's your final destination to freedom. Imagine whipping wind in your face, cheeks flapping, high speed. Hey, we know your bike is tucked away in hibernation. Why not get a kickstart on spring and bring your bike into Sport Cycle Center? Sport Cycle Center knows sport bikes and motorcycles. Anything from mild to wild.
Wild.
Service and performance brought to you by Mr. Dirty Bandit. Spring's coming, it's time to rev it up.
Rev it up.
Tune-up, chroming, polishing, painting, tires, leather, helmets. Sport Cycle Center, located near Old Dominion University in Norfolk at 852 West 44th Street in between Colley Avenue and Hampton Boulevard. Call 451-3360. And for you slow folks, that's
451-3360.
Love Line on 96X.
Hey, it's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Natalie Ritano is our guest phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Natalie, of course, is from VIP.
That's good now that you've got her talk from Playboy over to Hustler. That's good.
Yeah.
Nice, Adam.
Good work. Hustler, on the other hand.
Yeah, that's different. That's a very class act.
That's
over
artiste.
There.
Well, I did see an issue of Hustler,
mm-hmm.
and they have, you know, girls getting pictures of themselves, you know, peeing.
Yeah, they do a lot of peeing on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had Larry Flint in here. We've had him in here quite a few times. You know what I like about Larry Flint? I say, Larry, he drives a Rolls Royce. Yeah. But same car, really, isn't it?
I think so.
The point is I said, hey, you got any porn in your trunk?
Oh, yes. I don't know.
Can I go get the porn out of the trunk of your Bentley? Oh, okay. And then I go, hey, can I have a subscription to Busty? Oh, okay.
It's like Santa Claus come here
Then he comes 2 months later. I'm like, hey, Larry, it's been 2 months. Haven't got a issue of Busty. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I apologize. Yeah. And then 2 days later, I get my Busty and a bunch of back issues, like an apology from him. I guess he doesn't want to let the kids down.
Busty, is that a new magazine out?
Yeah. Oh, it's not new. It's been around for a while. But I said to Larry, what...
That one on the...
He's been supporting it for a while.
What percentage of the people that look at your magazine enjoy seeing folks whiz on each other? I mean, do you think...
It must be a lot, because there's a lot of pictures in there.
It isn't. It isn't, though. I mean, guys are sick, guys are bent, guys are twisted.
And they're all really young girls.
But I work with a bunch of screwed up guys, and I see the urination thing, and it's like one out of every 10 guys is into it. It is not the majority. And I got him, we got into a discussion about it. And it was basically, he substantiated my theory, which was, you have to keep pushing the envelope.
He told you the story, though, about how they had one picture in there and got this incredible written response, a whole flood of letters.
Flood, yes.
No pun intended.
Yeah, compelled them to go do more of it, and then they got more of a response. He kept responding to the sort of... But it did back to another theory of yours, which is, don't believe what the small minority that writes into you.
Yes.
That represents somehow the majority out there.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, how many letters have you written in your life? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And how many letters have the people that you appreciate, that you respect, that you enjoy, that you hang out with, are they letter writers? No. I've seen people who write letters. They're the unemployable. They're the mentally challenged. They're the folks who sit home and hear voices. And then that's what the networks and the publications, they all respond to that. Some crackpot in Minnesota wrote 10 letters telling Larry, hey, keep coming. And now Larry's devoted his life to urination now. Meanwhile, I'm trying to jack off. I can't do it. I don't like women. That's true. But I don't hate them that much. I mean, just them getting urinated on all the time. It's really bizarre to me, and I find it distracting.
So it's guys peeing on women?
No, it's women peeing on women.
Oh. Or just peeing, you know,
women
by a pole.
Women peeing on themselves, yeah.
Like,
putting out a small waste paper fire, something like that, a trash can. Now, see,
this all has meaning, and it isn't good.
If they had them peeing on stuff that made sense to me, I'd be in it, like some Alka-Seltzer tablets.
In a toilet? No.
Oh, yeah. Too novel. So, anyway, I just think it's about envelope pushing.
All right, let's take a call a second.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Stephanie?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Okay, for the past few days, my girlfriend has been going over to a guy's house, and we both kind of like him. Well, I used to. And they've been, like, making out, and yesterday he gave her oral, and today, last time I saw her, she went home with him, and she hasn't called since.
This is your girlfriend?
This is an antenna that somebody made a bow tie on.
You're bisexual?
Yeah.
14.
Did you get molested?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Almost.
Oh, definitely.
What happened?
Wait, I'm totally missing the story. Your friend, who is also your girlfriend.
Is her lover.
Her lover, a 14-year-old lover, is also going after a guy, and they're having oral sex, and Stephanie wants the guy, except this is her girlfriend. Chaos. Totally.
You don't want the guy anymore.
You want the girl, and you haven't heard from her.
Both your parents heroin addicts, or just one?
What?
What's up? You ever get molested?
Almost. I've only had one other boyfriend, and this is my first girlfriend because, I don't know, I was kind of a prude a while ago. I don't know.
What's that? Please don't swear.
I'm sorry.
What's your dad do for a living?
I haven't seen my dad since I was like 3.
Yeah. Well, why not? Where is he?
I don't know. He's like in California.
Is he a drug addict?
No.
You just never talked to him?
No. He's like stupid. He doesn't even know our number.
He's a drug addict. Yeah. I guarantee it.
And stepdad?
No.
Never around?
I don't have a stepdad.
Just you and mom?
Yeah, me, my mom, and my sister Jennifer.
When did you lose your virginity?
I'm a virgin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, bisexual virgin.
Yeah.
Another good band name for an all-girl band. Maxi Pad and Bisexual Virgin. I think Bisexual Virgin could open for Maxi Pad.
We got to take a break.
All right, Stephanie, we got to take a break.
All right.
Your life's a mess. I'd like to shake you like an Etch-a-Sketch. Start over. Okay, don't have sex with anybody. We're going to take a break.
Yeah. All right.
All right, we'll be back. Just hang on. We'll be back with Natalie Ritano from VIP after this.
Hello, this is your radio. Radio. Loveline will be right back. Thursday night, December 14th at the Norva. 96X welcomes MXPX for the Norva Nutcracker. MXPX.
Hey, MXPX will jingle your Christmas balls.
What? It's MXPX with Good Charlotte and Hot Rod Circuit. This Thursday night at the Norva. MXPX, Good Charlotte, and Hot Rod Circuit. Live at the Norva. Friday, January 5th at the Norva.
Until 1 a.m. Stop by tonight for a spicy chicken sandwich, a delicious whole breast filet with a fiery blend of peppers and spices. It's another great reason why Wendy's rules the night.
Okay, people, bored with the daily grind of 9 to 5 life? Then set yourself apart from the masses with a precision body piercing from What's the Point Studios. No matter what look you want to achieve, from conservative to cutting edge, What's the Point Piercing Studio can help you break free of the boredom. With a wide assortment of premium body jewelry and over 7 years of experience installing it, come see how the staff of What's the Point Studios are taking tribal technology into the 21st century. For body piercing ranging from mild to wild, performed in a safe, sane, and sterile environment, come see firsthand how What's the Point Studios is helping to redefine beauty. Located at 213 17th Street, between Atlantic and Pacific Avenue at the oceanfront. What's the Point Piercing Studios open Tuesday through Sunday from 1 to 8 p.m. Stop by or call 428-1615 for all your body adornment needs. You've tried the rest, now insist on the best with What's the Point Studios, helping adorn Hampton Roads for over 7 years.
Were you taught that you must learn to compromise? At Warsteiner, we don't believe in compromise. Since 1753, Warsteiner has been using nothing but the finest ingredients to create a true premium Pilsner beer with a full body flavor and refreshing hop finish. So while everyone else is busy compromising, show the world that you aren't willing to compromise good taste. Drink Warsteiner, the number one selling beer in Germany. Because drinking Warsteiner not only shows your good taste, but tells the world that you know exactly what you want. Warsteiner. Delightfully refreshing. Refreshingly refined. Warsteiner. Because life is too short to drink cheap beer. Imported by Warsteiner Importers Agency, Chicago, Illinois.
Celebrate the holidays with Warsteiner, Germany's number one selling beer, and Warsteiner's Isenbeck Dark, both available at your favorite retailer.
We've traveled all the way to Toucan Island to bring you this special interview with one of the most notorious pirates of all time. So tell me, Pirate Skin Man,
How did you get your name?
Oi, mate, I got my name from the many paintings on me body. They call them tattoos on the briny.
Tattoos?
These aren't just any tattoos. They're genuine toucan tattoos.
I bet you traveled long and far to find such a variety of cultural designs.
So, mate, just over there in Gloucester Point Shopping Center. The crew has over 36 years of combined experience. They're one of the most sterile... Like I was saying, they're one of the most sterile... Shut up, you scalawag!
Well, Mr. Skinman, it's been nice, but we're out of time.
Not so fast. Go visit Toucan Tattoo today for sanitary professional service. Call for an appointment or just stop by. 804-642-3893. Don't forget the area code. And you must be 18 with positive ID.
And there you have it. Toucan Tattoo. It's there or nowhere.
96X is 96.1. W-O-O-R-F-M. Cape Town, Kenton, North. Virginia's extreme. Modern rock. 96X.
Yeah. Throw your hands up. That's right. Put your hands in the air. You wave them around like you just don't care. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Natalie Ritano is our guest tonight. She's from VIP. Saturday nights, Sunday nights, and just about every weekday that ends with night is when it's on. So you can find her shooting guns, stomping a little ass. You do most of your own stunts on that show, Natalie?
No, I don't.
Good. Thank God. I'm so tired of celebrities going, I did most of my stunts. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ones where you're running? Yeah, I did. That's me running. And then I hold the gun up.
The fight. They yeah. do like the all the dangerous stuff because we can't sure. risk getting hurt. Plus, I don't feel like doing it.
Hey, yeah, why would you? And I don't know if the insurance company even covers that.
Oh, we lost this.
All right, we had our bisexual gal drop off, and begged her to hang on. What about firing the guns? That's kind of cool.
No, I do all that by myself.
And those are...
And that's the part that I don't really like the most. It's scary. I'm like, I'm always... If you watch me, I'm like this.
Those are real guns with blanks, or what are those?
Yes, they're blanks.
No, I know they're blanks, but I mean, are they... Are they blank guns that are modeled after
real guns?
No, they're
real guns.
So they're real guns with blanks.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. There's probably 8 or 10 guys assigned to the gun, all getting a ton of money just sitting around. But you got to have it. You end up...
No, there's a weapon specialist all the time. And every time there's a weapon on set, you know, they'll be like, it's a cold weapon. And everybody, you know, the AD gets shown the cold weapon. Everybody that you're pointing the gun at gets... shown. I mean, it's a real thing. As soon as you get done shooting, you have to put the guns down, and they come and take the guns away from you immediately.
Yeah. No sword fighting with the M16s or anything like that.
No. I'm gladly giving them away. It's funny, though, to do it, you know.
Yeah.
My character, I guess.
Yeah, it feels cool. I've never fired a gun. You ever fired a gun, Drew?
No.
No?
Yeah, I think I did, like, a camp or something.
Like you guys doing like
target shooting,
carjacking or something? Oh, real guns?
Went skeet shooting too. I think about it.
You went skeet shooting?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not? Wait, just miss every time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd get into skeet shooting if they put something good on there, like some kind of I don't know, cream filled pastry or something. The whole clay pigeon thing. That doesn't look like a pigeon.
No.
I like to look like something.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever go skeet shooting now?
No.
No.
I don't like to do it
myself. Barbie?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
I have this problem.
Yeah.
My boyfriend, he works nights, and he wants me to call him up on the phone and talk dirty to him.
Right.
And I don't know how.
What's going on in the background there, Einstein?
Me?
Yes.
The radio's on.
All right. Could you go ahead and turn that off?
Sure.
Thank you. Idiot. Drives me insane. Yeah, the talking dirty is tough because you have to kind of mean it, or you have to be getting paid for it.
Huh?
Yeah.
So you sound like you mean it.
Yeah. It's hard to do. It's hard to get out of people when they don't really want to do it or they're not comfortable with it.
Well, she could call, like, sex lines and learn.
It's a good plan. Why don't you call one of the sex lines and see what you can glean off of them?
Well, I have a 1-900 block, and I couldn't call sex lines.
Oh, you got a block?
Yeah.
Where are you living?
I live in Boise, Idaho.
I see. You live at Boise, Idaho, though?
Idaho, yeah.
Idaho?
Idaho.
Idaho?
Do you live with your family?
No, I live by myself.
Uh-huh. Mm. And you got a 900 block?
Yes.
You got a drinking problem, or?
No, I run my bills up a lot, so.
I see. You don't trust yourself.
No.
Yeah, I have a. I live at home, too, but I have the parental lock on my satellite. I jack off too much. I end up jacking off the scrambled porn now. Yeah, it's good. You don't trust yourself. That's smart. And yeah. you have those, like, childproof latches on the door so you don't eat any cleanser and that kind of stuff?
No.
No. But, Barbara, hold on. You know, see, just like all... this is the part of this show that keeps me coming back for more. It's not the molestation, the rape, and the incest, and all the good pregnancies and STDs. It's the people who call in who have a 900 block on their phone who live alone. That's the part of life I'm interested in.
The intriguing and the high comedy.
Yeah, the guy with the herpes is a dime a dozen, but the chick who has the 900 block on her own phone when she's living alone, that's the girl I want to know more about her.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Barbie?
Yes.
Who installed the 900 block on your phone?
I did.
You did it yourself?
Yeah, I have a lot of parties and stuff, and people use my phone all the time, and I don't want nobody dialing the 900 numbers and running my bill up really high.
Do you dial 900 numbers?
No.
Never?
Never.
No. Originally, she kind of couched it that she had a little little self-control problem.
Yeah.
You don't.
You did before. Come on, I hear it in your voice. See?
Who are you calling? What 900 numbers?
I couldn't tell you right at this point. I was quite a bit younger than I am now.
What kinds of things were you calling?
The lesbian lines and stuff like that.
Ooh,
welcome to the hotline that connects large women with men who are dwarfs.
You see? It's like these callers, they unfold. They're like a map. They seem like they can fit them into your glove box.
What was the highest bill? Barbie, what was the highest bill?
My highest bill?
Yeah.
180.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you do? Would you have a few glasses of wine or a couple of wine coolers or something and then call?
Maybe a few Stay Nights, and then I'd call.
What is that, cough medicine?
No, it's like a beer, but it's... kind of like
a wine cooler also. It's got to be an Idaho beer or something.
I don't know. No, Natalie knows what St. Ives is.
I do.
Do you? What is this? Like a white trash cocktail?
It's brewed in ketchup.
I haven't had any.
I see. You got a 40-ouncer in your purse today. What is it? Is it like
40 up in my elbow.
Is it like a Zima or something like that?
No, it's just a... Go ahead.
It's kind of like a... fruity flavored beer in a way.
It's like malt Zuck. Have you ever heard of malt Zuck?
That's like a Zima, right? It's like a sweet tasting malt beer. St. Ives?
Well, I've never had Zima, but I know what you're talking about.
Anyways, back to what happened. So you get a little drunk and you call the lesbian line.
Yeah.
And you masturbate.
Yes.
And do you think you may be bisexual?
I kind of like both ways.
I see.
So that would be bisexual.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of our good love line answers. I kind of like it both ways. Not bisexual, just both ways. And were you a little scared that you might stray over toward the feminine side?
No.
No, you're...
Have you?
No.
You've never been with a woman?
No, not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
But how dedicated are you to this guy? How serious are you about this relationship you're in?
Very serious.
Very serious.
Yes. Do you guys live together?
No, not yet.
And I'm not sure I got the original question. How do you do phone sex with a guy? Was that the question?
Yeah.
And yet she has all this track record of experience.
Yeah, you've logged thousands of hours having phone sex.
I mean, Natalie's original advice was maybe call one of the services and see what they do.
Yeah.
And she's been studiously involved with this organization for a long time.
Right. You're recipient of the platinum phone, which is something they award to people who log more than 300 hours a year. Talking to lesbian lines. Hey, Barbie?
Yes?
Why don't you just call back, have a couple of those St. Ives, and call your boyfriend up at work and fall back on that experience you had when you were talking to the ladies on the sex line.
Well, I kind of get scared when I talk to them.
Are you afraid that he's going to hear that you're sort of too experienced?
No, I'm afraid I'm not experienced.
All right, well, let's do a little role playing, all right? All right, now, you be you. Can you handle that?
Okay.
And I'll be one of them lesbian bitches. No, I'll be your boyfriend.
No, you did not say bitches.
I promised Natalie I wouldn't say bitches before the show. I'll be your boyfriend, all right?
Okay.
And let's see if we can pull this off. Where does he work, by the way?
He works at my con.
And, like, by the way, why does he have time to have phone sex?
He works nights.
I see. Oh.
But where?
Huh?
He's a security guard?
No. He does the janitor stuff.
I see. Right. So he'll be mopping his own stuff up. That's what you call job security. I make the mess and I clean it up. All right. He works at Micron.
Mop, right?
All right. I don't know what Micron is, but that's where he's working. All right. I'll be him. You ready?
Okay.
Let's see. I'll call you, right?
Okay.
Bring. Bring.
Hello.
Hello. Barbie?
Yeah?
This is your boyfriend.
Hi.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
Nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's nice, huh? You miss me?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah? You wish we were together right now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why?
Because I really miss you.
Yeah.
A lot.
What would you do if we were together?
Well, I'd probably take you and throw you on the floor and rip your clothes off.
Uh-huh. Pull my janitor's jumpsuit down and unleash the janitor in a drum I keep in my underpants.
Yeah.
I'm hard, baby. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm...
Yeah?
I don't know.
No?
I can't do it.
You want to reach around, baby?
Huh?
I gotta go. My supervisor, Kurt, just walked in. I gotta go, baby.
Okay.
All right, now listen. Listen.
She's too embarrassed.
Yeah,
I suggest don't call. That's what's gonna happen.
You need a couple of those the sweet malt liquors.
Okay.
Just have one of those. Get a little buzz going. Get in that place.
How old are you?
She's 23. Get in the tub.
Normally I make the recommendation of a 14-year-old. Yeah, I have a couple highballs.
Normally I do, but listen, get in the tub. Barbie, listen to me. Go to that place called the tub that all women love so much. Light a couple of candles.
Okay.
Put on a little soft music, a little Al Green perhaps. Have a couple of the St. Ives. Get in the mood and then make the call.
Okay.
All right, because you got to take yourself out of your atmosphere
she's
a little here.
Nervous about it.
She's freaked out. But you can't be sitting in front of the TV with the sound down and the lights up. You got to be in your place.
The trailer's all around her.
Women need to be in their place for that kind of thing.
Trailers?
And then they can get into it.
Trailers for Tom?
Oh, how dare you. She put a call block on it. Block herself and call. Hey, you got to know yourself. I respect that.
You guys, I totally got it out of her that she...
Yes. That was good. Chet? Chet?
He's trying to make a prank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Chet. Well, nice prank call.
Chet?
Yeah?
Here's the one of the cardinal rules of doing a prank phone call. You cannot let the people you're doing the prank phone call hear you oversay to one of your retarded buddies, I'm making a prank phone call. It ruins the whole element of surprise. It'd be like...
It's not a prank, I have a serious problem.
It'd be like if the Japanese called us a day before, like on December 6th, and said, hey, we're going to bomb Pearl Harbor. Is that all right? We'll be coming by early in the morning. Big naval assault. Yeah, it ruins it.
Yeah, doesn't have the same...
No, it doesn't work. Because we don't buy into it. Yeah. All right, so on. Hey, Chet?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, do you have a real problem?
No.
Actually, I really do.
No, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You kiss my ass. Chris?
You are an asshole.
You're 24.
Yeah.
What's up?
I am engaged to be married in June, and I recently moved in with my fiancé, and when we just decided to go to one computer instead of two, and on his computer I found a bunch of porn that had... like a lot of little girl stuff.
Yeah.
Like molester type stuff. And, you know, when he pointed about it, he immediately deleted it all.
What was his explanation?
I made us go to counseling.
What was his explanation for why I was there?
His explanation was that he found it a thrill to try and find it. None of it was stuff you would pay for. It was all stuff you could find for free on the internet. So his explanation was...
Cheap pedophile.
He felt
worse.
Like a little thrill of like finding illegal stuff. I mean, there wasn't just that stuff. There was some normal stuff,
yeah,
too.
Why doesn't this guy just bust people that skipped bail or something? Why is he looking at nude 4-year-olds?
You know, I don't know, but it made me very upset.
Gave you the creeps. Hold on, that's the world's longest car ride, by the way. The one where you and your fiancé are doing some emergency counseling because you found kitty porn on your computer. That's like the world's longest car ride. You know. Let's run into this poor son of a bitch's head as they're driving on the way to the therapist's office.
How's the therapist feel about this?
This is the whole problem is that we go into the therapist and, you know, he is not comfortable bringing it up with the therapist. We, you know, talk about other things, relationship stuff, but he's afraid that if he says anything to the therapist, because, of course, the therapist gave the whole speech about if you're going to hurt a child or I think you're going to hurt a child, then I'm required to report it. And so
really?
He's assuming that if he says anything about it, it's going to instantly mean that, like, he's going to be labeled as a child molester, and so he doesn't want to say anything about it.
Interesting.
You know what?
Hey, Drew, I've been to, like, a bunch of therapists. I never get that speech. Do they give that speech normally?
Yeah, I mean, she, like, even gave us a piece of paper that had it on there. Basically, if you tell them that you're going to kill somebody or more,
yeah, that's a good thing to talk about, Tara Sauce and that kind of thing. But,
yeah.
But I'll tell you what, the fact that he's worried about it, your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Concerns me more than anything else.
No, I think he's embarrassed and he's using this as a convenient excuse to sort of sidestep the whole issue.
You got to bring it up. You got to bring it up because.
Yeah, I mean, he's mortified by it.
You got.
No. Listen, Chris.
You got to bring this up.
Shut up, Drew. Your therapist is not going to do anything if you bring this up. He is not.
Hey, by the way, if he has nothing to hide and Child Protective Services comes, does a report, there's nothing going on.
No.
It's a formality.
Hold on. Do you have kids?
No.
Okay, so you don't have kids. He has no kids from some kind of previous something.
Yeah, there's no kids at all.
He's not paying for the stuff. He's not producing the stuff.
No.
This is not going to be reported by a therapist. Why would you? There's no victim here
because
that's my logical.
There's no children in the house.
It would never be.
Hold on a second. Let me
ask you.
Would you shut up? There's no way the therapist is going to report this with no children. Either one of these people, and all you're doing is scaring her and making her more reluctant and making his point to her. That's what you're doing right now. Do you honestly think that therapist is going to report this?
No, not necessarily. No,
not necessarily.
I think your boyfriend's a child molester.
Okay, that,
for sure.
That may be. Oh, you think he's actively doing something?
No, I think he has done things.
You do?
Yes.
Interesting. Ooh. Interesting. Chris.
Yeah.
Here's the ironic part. Drew is now going to report your boyfriend for you bringing it up on the radio. Didn't you sign that thing before you called in?
Yeah. You know.
Do you think your boyfriend has, like Drew, Drew believes that he's done something in the past?
I honestly don't believe that he's ever done anything.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever acted on any of it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I really don't think he has. My concern is that, I mean, obviously this is a man I'm going to marry, and I'm concerned about years down the line.
I understand that.
Thing that says, you know, he's done this now, and this is basically...
Right. All right, hold on a second. Let me get into this with
your road theory.
Hold on a second. Natalie,
I think
yes.
It's a big deal that he, you know, agreed to go to therapy about
it. Yeah, that's
it.
True. Okay.
I mean...
Well, we didn't know what kind of circumstance she dragged him in. He's going and I'm not talking about
it. No, I'm sure she laid down the law, but most of our callers' boyfriends or fiancés would have never showed up that day. He showed up. Number two... She has a kind of a vibe about him, and she doesn't have that vibe. She doesn't have the vibe that he's ever done anything.
What if he was just, like, looking out of pure...
I don't think this guy's done anything. I don't think he's a great guy. I think he's done anything. And, Drew, there's a lot of this kind of stuff going on. I mean, tell me, what is the big difference? I don't want to defend this, but what is the big difference between somebody who's very much into violent movies, violent depictions, gory shoot 'em up movies, even may rent those videos that have those real tragic deaths and things, you know, real footage and all that kind of stuff, But yet has never done anything physical to anybody.
I don't know for a fact that there is a difference, frankly. But
there's a lot of things that people can sort of obsess about, think about, and not participate in.
But it comes to men looking at things that attract them sexually.
Right.
How far is the difference between that and then trying to do something to somebody?
Well,
anything. Name anything men are trying to do.
You know, I love Mink.
Mink is coming.
I know, but I've never had sex with her.
But just think to yourself, would you be like, you're at home on the computer, like, let me see what, like, this 8-year-old looks like.
No way.
Not even a thought.
Listen, I don't even trust people to get recipes off the computer. I don't even turn the computer on. But
I don't answer emails, so I'm with you.
I don't even do that. I don't do anything. I've never turned my computer on.
But you have a $15,000 computer.
It's $3,500. It's never been turned on. So it's worth now worth $100 about 2 years ago. But here's the deal. I'm such a genius. Every year I go out and spend $3,000 on a computer. No, every other year I spend $3,000 on a computer. It sits on my desk and gathers dust, and then I give it to one of the guys who works at my house. I spend another $3,000 on a new computer that I never touch. But here's the point. I don't know if this guy is. I don't think he is. She has every reason in the world to be concerned. I wouldn't be freaked out with the therapist. I would tell him, Chris, that you tell him that this is the reason you're going to therapy. This is the main reason he's there. And if he's not willing to discuss it, it's like you're not going to therapy.
Exactly.
And that's like you're not getting married.
Exactly.
Right. Okay?
Exactly.
And
period.
Put him...
I mean, I want to discuss it in therapy, and I'll eventually push it to that point. But
yes.
I'm just concerned, does this mean, if somebody's looking at this type of stuff, does it ultimately mean that... You know, 10, 15 years down the line.
No.
Chris, let your therapist be the judge.
Work it out. That's why you're going.
Yeah, we're talking to you for 3 minutes on the telephone. You're with the professional, let them do the assessing and then go from there, but let them do the assessments. You've got to begin to process this.
Yeah, don't marry this guy unless this has been brought up and worked out.
All right.
Yeah. And
because you don't, 10 years or a year, want to find out that, you know, he's hanging out in the elementary school.
It doesn't mean you're damned to that. It probably means when he was, you know, 9 and he was at summer camp, somebody gave him a little handy or something. And
he was molested when he was, like, 2.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, whoa.
Who molested him?
Huh?
Male?
Yeah, male.
How old was the male?
An adult. I don't really know.
All right.
You got a problem.
Kill him in his sleep with a pillow.
Chris, he needs a lot of treatment. A lot of treatment. And I promise you he has done this.
Get into that therapy.
Okay, good.
She'll sleep like a baby today.
He's not going to happen to
Chris.
He's done
this.
So.
Chris, here's the deal. You don't have to get married. You're young. You go to the therapy. If it works out, then you get married. And if it doesn't, then you don't want to get married.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
All right. Go to therapy. Work it out.
Okay.
All right, baby. Oh, it's such a nightmare for chicks. Listen, all you screwballs with your computers, do you realize that is like leaving a part of your brain and part of your scrotum on your desk? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've had more people...
Maybe she saved his life by finding it.
I know, but we've had more people busted by stupid computer stuff. It's really incredible. And the computer, you know what it is? I've just discovered this. I yell at women all the time for keeping diaries. Because women are fanatical about keeping diaries. And then they leave them under their bed. And then their stepdad comes in and finds out they had a threesome on his army cot. And he's pissed off as hell. And there's all kinds of trouble. Or a new boyfriend finds it and reads about all the old boyfriends. Whatever. It's a disaster. I tell him, don't keep it. And if you do, please hide it somewhere. Do not leave it where it can be found. The computer is the male diary. And it's even worse than a diary. It's not a written diary. It's like when you go into caves and you try to look at the hieroglyphics there and you see what the people were into, what kind of animals they were eating, and what their rituals were. That's what that is. It's the modern day cave wall that the woman goes into as the archaeologist and figures out what this guy was into, what he wants, and it's scary and it is graphic and it is right there. Don't do it, guys. You do what I do. You fly those model airplanes, you masturbate, there's no trail. Little semen, little kerosene, that's all.
All right. Kerosene?
And they can run off kerosene.
Ah.
Yeah, all right. Natalie Ritano is here tonight from VIP. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back after this.
Love Line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Telephone.
Geico Auto Insurance.
When calling Geico to switch your car insurance, you will not need acetaminophen, naproxen, indomethacin, ibuprofen, a cold compress, an on-call acupuncturist, or any other pain remedy. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more. If it were any more painless, you could do it in your sleep, which is theoretically possible since we offer complete 24-hour service. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
Oh, Lars, training with you at the gym is so hot.
Steamy.
What brings you here?
10:30 yoga and Trojan latex condoms. They help provide the protection you need.
That's important.
Only Trojan gives you more choices for the pleasure and excitement you deserve.
I'm ready for my workout.
Then my job is done here. Okay, you'll have to wait your turn for the steam room. Trojan latex condoms, America's number one condom. The most trusted for a most enjoyable feel.
This Thursday night, December 14th, at the Norva. 96X welcomes MXPX for the Norva Nutcracker. MXPX.
Hey, MXPX will jingle your Christmas balls.
What? It's MXPX with Good Charlotte and Hot Rod Circuit. This Thursday night at the Norva. MXPX, Good Charlotte, and Hot Rod Circuit. Live at the Norva. Tickets available now at all areas. Friday, January 5th at the Norva.
We've traveled all the way to Toucan Island to bring you this special interview with one of the most notorious pirates of all time. So tell me, Pirate Skin Man, how did you get your name?
Aye, mate, I got my name for the many paintings on me body. They call them tattoos on the briny.
Tattoos?
These aren't just any tattoos. They're genuine toucan tattoos.
I bet you traveled long and far to find such a variety of cultural designs.
No, mate, just over there in Gloucester Point Shopping Centre. The crew has over 36 years of combined experience. They're one of the most sterile... Like I was saying, they're one of the most sterile... Smash! Smash! Shut up, you scalawag!
Well, Mr. Skinhead, it's been nice, but we're out of time.
Not so fast. Don't visit Toucan Tattoo today for sanitary professional service. Call for an appointment or just stop by. 804-642-3893. Don't forget the area code. And you must be 18 with positive ID.
And there you have it. Toucan Tattoo. It's there or nowhere.
Okay, people, bored with the daily grind of 9-to-5 life? Then set yourself apart from the masses with the precision body piercing from What's the Point Studios. No matter what look you want to achieve, from conservative to cutting edge, What's the Point Piercing Studio can help you break free of the boredom. With a wide assortment of premium body jewelry and over 7 years of experience in selling it, come see how the staff of What's the Point Studios are taking tribal technology into the 21st century. For body piercing ranging from mild to wild, performed in a safe, sane, and sterile environment, come see firsthand how What's the Point Studios is helping to redefine beauty. Located at 213 17th Street, between Atlantic and Pacific Avenue at the oceanfront. What's the Point Piercing Studios open Tuesday through Sunday from 1 to 8 p.m. Stop by or call 428-1615 for all your body adornment needs. You tried the rest, now insist on the best with What's the Point Studios, helping adorn Hampton Roads for over 7 years.
Love Lines is sponsored by Hillcrest Clinic. Now stand by for more Love Lines on 96X.
You're listening to Love Lines.
Welcome to the wonderful world of sex, where together we will achieve a new and exciting level of sexual fulfillment.
On 96X.
Over there, Natalie Ritano is our guest tonight from VIP. Saturday nights, Sunday nights, Monday nights, and then, of course, it's on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights, or it will be very soon. Yeah. You getting some money out of that? Syndication?
I hope so.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm sure we'll be getting screwed somewhere in there, but
yeah,
we'll be getting money, though.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. You know, entertainment's a great business because you can make 50 grand a week and still get screwed.
Mm-hmm. I it's so hard for me because I'm like, you know, I made more money than I thought I ever would, so it's hard for me to be like, we're renegotiating. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, how dare
I'm happy.
You. That's right. You're trying to live off 35 grand a week? How dare you? I got overhead. Well, you understand, I mean, 35 grand a week.
It's not all that good.
Sounds like a lot, but by the time taxes and agents and lawyers, I'm down to paltry 19 grand a week. How am I supposed to live off of that? Yeah, you did fine on 280 bucks a week
aerobic
for a million years. Yeah, when I used to teach boxing, I got 20 bucks a class, and I taught like six classes a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, 120 bucks, and then a couple private students are like, 20, 30 bucks a pop. I don't know, like two or three. It was like 175 bucks a week.
Yeah.
Of course, I blew Arab guys for, that was 100 a pop, so that was pretty
good. Only 100? Oh, you went up to like 500.
Well, now, now that they know who I am.
Hiatus, you know?
That's right. First Home Depot, and now blowing Arab guys.
Yeah.
You got to make a living. Tim? Yeah, 25. But let me just say one more thing about all this money we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It is true, celebrities are grossly overpaid. But, and it is weird when you say, 50 grand a week, I need 100 grand a week. It seems bizarre to be upset that you're only getting paid 50 grand a week. But here's the deal, and this is what I told the great general manager, Trip Reeb, over here at the K-Rock radio station many years ago when he tried to lowball me for this job. I think he wanted to offer me, it was like 30 grand a year or something ridiculously low, you know. He said I'd be the highest paid part-time employee of the station or some kind of nonsense. And I said, Trip, here's the deal. I didn't get into this business to get rich. I don't, never did. Don't care about money, but I didn't get into it to get someone else rich. And that's what it is. And 50 grand may sound like a
you
ton.
Guys don't, I mean, with the, what but the you're CNN get, bought the show.
Oh my God. That is my point. That's my point. 50 grand a week sounds like a ton, and why would you need more? I'll tell you why you need more. Because some son of a bitch who has nothing to do with the show is making 250 grand a week
mm-hmm.
for doing nothing. That's why you want more than 50 grand a week. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Jake?
Jason?
Right.
Yes, how you guys doing?
Good, you're 27. What's up?
I'm just wondering, my question's for Natalie. I'm a SAG actor and a model, and recently here, my agent hasn't really been getting me much work, and so when I do get auditions, I kind of choke. Every time I go up on stage, it's like, boom, I forget what I'm saying, my lines, everything is just gone.
What was your most recent audition?
It was for a little thing here, and it was in L.A., and it was maybe about 6 or 7 lines. They had me read with some girl.
I see, it was for a little thing here?
Yeah, and as soon as I got up there...
Is that a sitcom?
Yeah.
Jason, I get really nervous in auditions, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, you have to take a few minutes or, you know, prepare like a half hour before. Just don't listen to the radio. Don't talk on the phone.
Cool.
Just, you know, completely focus on that particular situation and just, you know, who cares?
Right.
Just go in there and just do it.
That's right. Get drunk.
Drink St. Ives.
That's not St. Ives. So what was your most recent audition for?
It was for like a Twilight Zone type of deal, like a little 15-minute session for like a kind of like a Twilight Zone.
Like an Andy Dick film? Another Andy Dick, little short?
You know what I love about this show? You know I'm never disappointed by how ungratifying every question I ever ask anyone ever is.
Yeah.
I always think I'm going to do some good radio. I'm going to ask him what his most recent audition was. He's going to give me something funny like some dog food commercial or something specific.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little talk about that. No, never is. Then it's for a little something here.
It gets more vague.
And then it's some kind of funny
I just want to say that I get freaked out. I'm so nervous.
But we're going on audition?
Yes.
Why?
I just am.
Here's I don't know why you go.
Why do I go to audition?
You got money. You got a show. You got syndication.
I always have to audition.
He suggests you do what Adam does. Just go, hey, if they want me, they can hire me. That's it. I won't talk to them. I won't go meet with them.
Yeah. Don't do it.
They know who I am.
Hey, listen, I got a callback that I didn't go back on.
No kidding. That was your last one.
Well, it was for one word.
That was your last one.
Yeah, it was great. I told the casting director, and listen, and Drew, please chime in and tell people I'm not exaggerating. It's not some sort of macho BS radio talk. When I tell these stories.
No, no, you tell accurate stories.
You're in the room when half this stuff
You do not exaggerate.
No, I don't.
You're accurate.
I told the casting director, this is for a movie, I said, if you want to see me say my line again, my one line that I drove halfway across goddamn town for, here's what you need to do. Close your eyes. Are they closed? Okay, think back to yesterday when I was here and picture me saying the line again. Because there's no goddamn way I'm driving halfway across town to say one line. That was it.
That was his last audition.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Well,
so,
2.5.
Yeah. But here's an opportunity to give Jason some advice, right, about acting. Because isn't acting about being very, very, very specific and thorough? And Adam asked him a specific question, and he gets a lot of vague.
Little thing here. What is this Twilight Zone thing?
It was a movie called 4 O'Clock. It's like a little 15-minute segment, basically. Of,
is it like a student film or something?
No, it's actually a SAG project for like a Twilight Zone. I can't really explain it too much.
All right, well...
It was just an audition.
Well, yeah. Maybe you didn't know what it was.
I also wanted to pass on my website to you guys, too, if possible.
No, are you high? Are you high? What do we want your website for? Anderson will drop you off before you get it out there anyway. Are you already dropping? All right, listen. Let me say something to a lot of the actors, comedians, and performers out there.
This is going to be cruel, whatever it is.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. A lot of you, the reason a lot of you aren't working, because you suck. So you're no good. You want to act, except for the thing is we don't want you to act, and there's more of us.
It's true.
There's so many people who want to be actors that just suck. There's so many comedians that aren't funny.
How do they know?
There's so many people that have nothing to say. There's so many comedians that don't have a goddamn thing to say. There's so many actors that don't have anything to say.
But they look at what's out there and they go, hey, I'm better than
that. No,
there's
don't. They see people on TV and they want that too. That's all. They're not really interested in acting. You ask how many of them are doing community theater. Ask how many of them are just honing their craft in some way. 90% of them are going on auditions and working on headshots and shaving themselves. That's what they're doing. But do they love acting? No, because if they loved acting, they'd be acting at any level. They'd be doing it for free. They'd be doing it because they love it. They'd be doing it because they want to hone their craft. They're going out on auditions because they want to be an actor. They don't want to act.
Ooh. Hey, write that down.
That was good.
Yes, if you love acting, it'll work itself out because you'll be doing
what you love to do.
Community theater.
I mean,
you'll be in groups.
I don't necessarily agree.
What? Tell me what's wrong with that.
Because I know people who are so great and they love it and they're not working.
But they
do hone their craft.
They do their classes. They do their community theater.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to any of these improvisational groups or theaters, there's a million of them in every city around the country. Not only does it not pay, it costs money to be in those groups. There's dues. I mean, these guys who are living this close to the bone, these instructors at aerobics classes, these people that are making the kind of money we were talking about, $300 a week, are paying $50 a month to be in this comedy troupe. Just to cover the theater, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that money. Half these people don't have car insurance. I mean, when I was at the Acme Comedy Theater, every mofo in that group, nobody made over $310 a week. They all paid $50 a month, and half of them were like guys in their early 30s who had roommates and no car insurance, no satellite, no nothing. I mean, that $50 a month could have gone toward something that they needed, but they chose to put it toward that. They were dedicated, they were interested in it, and they believed in it. And they were happy doing it. It's because that's what they wanted to do. It wasn't about headshots and resumes and waiting in line and going on auditions and trying to get discovered. It's just about honing your craft and doing it because you loved it. And then something good will come from that. But if you're just waiting around and going on auditions and getting the headshots, I say just quit. Tim?
Sleeping.
Tim, you're 25. I should go on the speaking tour. Listen, not all you are great thinkers, not all you are great minds. Most of you will never realize your dreams.
Good night.
Thank you. Get on my money? All right.
That's basically what you do when you're speaking. By
well, it is, but there's so many.
How do people know?
Horrible actors out there.
How should people judge
them? I'll tell you how you know. You know, how does anybody know that they should do what they're doing?
Because there's so much mediocrity out there.
No, because
they
do it.
Well.
They do it. They do it, and they have always done it.
They could still suck,
always
though.
Done
they
it.
Could still not be good.
They can suck, but they'll do it.
Yeah,
that's how they
so
know.
You're just saying be dedicated is what you're saying. If you enjoy it.
I'm saying you'll do it. You won't just decide that you want to be on TV. You'll be doing it. You'll be in a play. You'll be on stage. You'll be acting. If you love acting, if you're devoted to acting, if that's your calling.
Well, first of all, I was never an actress, so this is my first job, acting. So.
Right. But you were performing.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, I guess.
Well, this doesn't have to be what you want to do either, by the way. I mean, you could have fallen into it.
Right. I'm just saying that I wasn't out, like, at every acting class. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with being at the right place at the right time and, you know, luck of, like, a certain look or...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Right, but that goes for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people who have the right look.
But, I mean, I totally agree with you and, you know, completely... You know, get yourself involved and keep on doing it and doing it and doing it and something good.
It's the same answer every band has for everybody who calls up and wants to start a band or wants to get their tape played or whatever. Just go hit the road, practice, play gigs, and just play and play because you love to play. And if you're good, it'll work out. If you're not, it'll work out too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Either way, it'll take care of itself. Let me tell you what the universe is, because it's Thursday, which is like Friday, which is the end of the week for us.
Yeah.
Universe, it ain't fair, and it ain't bad. It ain't anything. It just is. You make your own luck. You do all your own stuff. And here's the deal. There's 1% of people that shouldn't be where they, you know, there's Tori Spelling. You know what I mean? She was born, Aaron Spelling's her dad, and she got that gig.
How?
That's a one in a billion. That's that. Then there's the bottom. There's the really super amazing, talented people who've got, because of bad luck, because of timing, because of whatever.
Because of mental illness,
did not get the gig.
Yeah.
There's the horribly untalented people that are making millions of dollars, and there's the amazingly blessed, gifted person that is poor as hell. That is the bottom 1%. And then the top 1%. And all of us, we all fall in between, and everything's even for us. And that's it. So you're in that 98 percentile. Go out and work hard.
And prosper.
Enjoy.
That's right.
Jessica?
Hi.
You're 16.
Yeah, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
So I had a question, like, it's really hard for me to sleep. And, like, I'm awake until, like, 2 a.m. sometimes.
Mm.
And then, like, the next day when I exercise or, like, I'm doing physical activities, I see these, like, kind of like these hallucinations, and they're sort of, like, bright lights or, like, stars, and they're, like, kind of all over the place. So I was wondering if they were related.
What are you doing? What kind of exercise?
Dance.
Is it when you've been, like, straining and stand, you know,
yeah.
going for
yeah.
a, leaning over and then standing up suddenly, that kind of thing?
It's because you vomited up lunch and, Your blood sugar's low?
Okay. Are you depressed lately?
Sort of.
I mean, the depression can keep you awake all night. And then being awake all night can obviously make it difficult to tolerate physical exertion. And straining can sort of change the blood supply to the brain, cause you to see stars and things when you change position.
Well, also dancing. Sometimes the DJ's got the... He's got the warrant cranked up pretty loud, and those lights are coming from behind the bar. They're kind of blinding, and the pole's right in there, and this guy's throwing the money and everything. I mean, maybe that's had its
trouble.
Effect.
And
dancing as in, like, ballet and stuff.
I don't never heard of that.
And
what
so,
is that? There's other kinds of dancing?
And sleep deprivation can cause even seizure and hallucinations occasionally. That's usually severe sleep deprivation.
Do you have an eating disorder?
No, I don't.
Really?
Are you on a medication or supplements or anything?
Actually, I'm on something for my hypothyroidism.
So, Synthroid? Levothyroid, something like that?
Yeah.
You're just on thyroid replacement?
Yeah.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
But it is very true when you're sleep deprived. You know, you close your eyes, you open them, you see the spots and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you're effed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I'd say that's sleep. I think you gotta get some sleep, baby.
I just can't.
No, you take some sleep pills and have some
thyroid
booze.
Medicine is keeping her off.
It's an interesting thought. Maybe your thyroid is too active, too much thyroid medicine. Do you ever get that checked? And then if you are depressed, that ought to be dealt with, because depression can certainly make you sleep disturbed.
What time do you get up in the morning?
For school, like 6.
No, 6:30.
So she's only getting like 3 or 4 hours of sleep every
night. That's horrible. What, are you going to some kind of prep school?
No, it's just public school.
Yeah. Why not take, like, isn't that, like, a natural melatonin?
Are sleeping pills good for you?
No, yeah. They're not good for you, but animals say about melatonin.
Here's what I figured out about melatonin. I now take an ass full of melatonin. Although I wash it down with some red wine, too. All bets are off. I get home. I had Dr. Bruce tell me in here that they did some sort of test with melatonin and that it does make you sleepy.
A little bit, yeah. Some people especially.
But, yeah, the weak.
Yeah. I know. I don't sleep, so I know.
But that you had to take quite a dose of it, not the two tablets that you thought you had. You had to take like 8 of them. And so I just take 8 of them.
And? Still nothing.
Well, I end up going to bed eventually. You know,
after the Xanax and the
You got any Xanax and Cabernet? Yeah, what about melatonin and Cabernet? Is that all right?
Mm.
Okay. And you said melatonin was an antioxidant, too. It's like vitamin C.
Yeah,
so it's good for you.
Mm. I take this stuff called, they're called Calms. They're homeopathic. You just get them at Rite Aid or Rexall.
Really? They work?
I can take 2. They're really small. I take them because I get nervous flying.
Right.
I take them on the plane.
They work
like
over the counter?
Yeah.
See, that's why I wish I was a chick. Lightweights. Drew, back me up. I take some rocket fuel over the counter.
Forget it.
Something to take an elephant down. Under the counter.
I give him prescription the horse tranquilizer.
Prescription horse tranquilizer and 3 Bloody Marys later. And
you're yapping.
I'm talking your ear off.
I'm talking fast.
Halfway to New York, yeah. Right?
Do you get nervous flying?
No, I just like to get loaded. Well, a little bit. Yeah, I like to relax. I like to chill out a little bit. All right, we'll take a little break now. Here, we'll be back after this.
Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Founded in 1973, Hillcrest Clinic has been providing quality reproductive health care services to the community for over 27 years. Hillcrest Clinic has 3 main objectives. The first is to develop community outreach programs and educational services in the field of reproductive health. Second, to provide first trimester pregnancy terminations and birth control and professional counseling services that women in our community can reasonably afford. The third and most important objective is to provide an outpatient clinic with medical, nursing, counseling, and lab personnel specializing in the delivery of abortion services. Hillcrest provides an atmosphere of understanding, respect, and strict confidentiality. Hillcrest now offers women another option in quality health care, the emergency contraception pill, also known as the morning after pill. When taken within 72 hours of unprotected sex, ECPs reduce the risk of pregnancy by 75%. Hillcrest Clinic is open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5. Call 480-2800 or 496-6910 for an appointment. Hillcrest Clinic, providing quality reproductive health care to women in Tidewater for over 27 years.
Hello, skiers and snowboarders. This is Blaine from high atop Snowshoe Mountain, West Virginia. 14 inches of fresh snow has fallen this season, with more on the way for the weekend, and our snowmakers continue to make snow around the clock with temperatures permitting. Mother Nature has provided the best season opening temperatures in over a decade, and conditions on the mountain are excellent, with 55% of our terrain open for your riding and skiing pleasures. We have a 30 to 40 inch base with a groomed granular surface, and this weekend will be a great time to be on the mountain with cold temperatures and flurries expected through Sunday. The Mountaineer Terrain Park is open with limited features, and the half pipe is scheduled to open for Saturday. Take advantage of our awesome lodging special this weekend, with rooms as low as $49 per night, plus early season discounts on lift tickets. Don't wait any longer. Make your plans today and join us for the best snow play in the region. For more information and updated photos, go online at snowshoemtn.com or call toll-free 1-877-441-4FUN. That's 1-877-441-4FUN. Then head to Snowshoe Mountain, West Virginia.
So, you got a motorcycle. You want speed, performance, and style. You want a whacked ass. Well, then get your ass to Sport Cycle Center. It's your final destination to freedom. Imagine whipping wind in your face, sleek, flapping, high speed. Hey, we know your bike is tucked away in hibernation. Why not get a kickstart on spring and bring your bike into Sport Cycle Center? Sport Cycle Center knows sport bikes and motorcycles. Anything from mild to wild, wild. Service and performance brought to you by Mr. Dirty Bandit. Spring's coming, it's time to rev it up. Rev it up. Tune up.
chroming, polishing, painting, tires, leather, helmets. Fort Cycle Center, located near Old Dominion University in Norfolk, at 852 West 44th Street and between Polly Avenue and Hampton Boulevard. Call 451-3360. And for you slow folks, that's
451-3360.
Attention all you Santas out there. If you have a wireless phone on your Christmas list, then listen to this. Right now at AudioBox Cellular, you can get a state-of-the-art AudioBox digital phone for as low as $29. Plus, get a second phone free. Combine that with a digital service plan from Intellos, starting at just $24.99 per month, including 150 minutes of airtime, plus free voicemail, free caller ID, and free nationwide long distance. And you can see why AudioBox Cellular has been Santa's wireless headquarters for the past 15 years. Best of all, with Intellos, everyone's approved. No credit check, deposits, or annual contracts required. Everyone's guaranteed approved with no deposit. So don't wait. Supplies are limited. AudioBox Cellular, an authorized retailer for Intellos. Activation required. Certain restrictions and charges may apply. Southside, call 499-2669. Peninsula, 827-7824.
You're listening to Love Lines on 96X.
All right. Well, it was a fast 2 hours, and that's a good thing. At least it is for me.
Wait a minute. We're still a little more show up.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, I was looking at another clock.
Sorry.
Oh, for Christ's sake, I was ready to go.
What clock were you looking at, by the way?
Yeah, it's a good question. Give me more of those sleeping pills, would you, Barry?
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, what's wrong with wrapping up a little early? Listen, here's my feeling on this show. We run a couple minutes late almost every night.
So once in a while we stop half hour early.
Yeah. All right.
Make up for it.
Natalie Ritano is here.
I can play this for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. That's all. Listen, that's what it sounds like to everyone anyway.
Yeah.
It's all it sounds like.
Yeah. I'm Charlie Brown's teacher.
Tim? Now, Charlie Brown's teacher was funny, though. Tim, you're 25. Did we talk to this a-hole before? Was he asleep?
There he is.
Huh? Tim? No, he's not. All right. Let's burn through some stuff. Melissa, you're 20.
Yeah.
You go to a party, you have trouble saying no sexually?
Well, kind of. Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Have you been victimized before?
No.
You've never been a victim in your life?
No.
No rape, no abuse.
No.
Yeah, you drank too much?
Not usually. Most of the time
Okay. Good. Good. Then you're sober, then just say no to the sex. Thank you. You have no more problems.
Unless you've been prison, unless you've learned to feel powerless and impotent and not have value in yourself, it's hard to assert yourself when you don't feel worthwhile. You've always felt powerless over in relation to the people who want to have power over you. If your parents made you feel bad, if there was a lot of aggression in the house.
Never got beat by your parents?
I don't think so. I mean,
I don't. Adam, you ever get beat by your parents?
I could kick my dad's ass when I was 4 and a half. That was.
I don't think so. Is that even possible?
Yeah, that's a light beating.
Yeah.
I could have kicked my dad's ass at 5. No ass. Seriously.
Well, it's just a self-esteem thing because I've battled depression for, a really long time.
Right.
And, I don't know. I have really low self-esteem, and I just always end up doing things that I regret the next day.
Well, that's what I said. You don't feel good about yourself, and you can't.
All right, so work on that, but don't work on it with a penis in your hand.
Yeah. Know that that's going to make things worse.
I mean, you just told us what's going on.
It works in the moment, but it ultimately makes you feel worse about yourself afterwards.
Right.
Now there's mic's off.
All right.
There we go.
There we go. All right, Melissa?
Yeah.
All right, so work on yourself outside of the party. You got a little project. You got depression.
Get involved in things that make you feel good about yourself, things that are worthwhile, things you're passionate about. Go do that.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well,
get treatment for your depression.
You got to get treatment, Melissa.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's one of the problems of being... What do you expect when talking to someone who's depressed?
Yeah.
Pippi Longstocking on the other phone? How dare you? One's got problems.
Yeah, go after what you're passionate about. When you're depressed, you're passionate about nothing.
I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah. All right.
My brother is he's on drugs.
Yeah.
And he's been telling me he smoked marijuana. He got very physical with me and my boyfriend. He pulled down his collar the other day, and I seen puncture holes. Yeah. I was wondering what kind of drugs they could be.
Intravenously?
Yes. What kind of, I mean, like heroin, what else is there?
Speed, cocaine, heroin, they're doing all kinds of stuff. So but you're usually into...
He's very violent now, and yeah. He called my mother a bitch the other day.
Yeah, heroin addicts will do that too, but yeah. Speed is the drug of violence.
To be fair to him, she had it coming.
Oh, okay. Adam, be quiet, you got more teeth than a rake, okay?
You're gay.
Yes, I'm gay. But I'd rather sleep with a dead yak than sleep with you.
How dare you, sir?
How dare you?
Listen,
Mark,
I wouldn't give you a cornhole in for all the tea in China.
Shut up. You're always calling people idiots, but look at those 1-800 commercials you do. My God, I've never seen something so stupid before in my life.
$250,000.
I was going to say.
How stupid can you be?
Oops.
I'll tell you.
Very quick.
That $250,000 buys a lot of books on tape. I'll tell you
seconds.
That.
15 seconds.
Jay?
Jay?
Yo.
You're 20.
Yep.
10 seconds.
You got a fart?
Oh, not right now.
Oh, well, what kind of challenge are you to my gas throne?
I have to prepare, man. You know, it takes...
All right. Well, listen, call up when you got a full tank. Yeah, Anderson loves gas humor. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Hello. This is your radio. Love line. We'll be right back. Spicy chicken sandwich, a delicious whole breast filet with a fiery blend of peppers and spices. It's another great reason why Wendy's rules the night.
Okay, people, bored with the daily grind of 9-to-5 life? Then set yourself apart from the masses with a precision body piercing from What's the Point Studios. No matter what look you want to achieve, from conservative to cutting edge, What's the Point Piercing Studio can help you break free of the boredom. With a wide assortment of premium body jewelry and over 7 years of experience installing it, come see how the staff of What's the Point Studios is taking tribal technology into the 21st century. For body piercing ranging from mild to wild, performed in a safe, sane, and sterile environment, come see firsthand how What's the Point Studios is helping to redefine beauty. Located at 213 17th Street, between Atlantic and Pacific Avenue at the oceanfront. What's the Point Piercing Studios open Tuesday through Sunday from 1 to 8 p.m. Stop by or call 428-1615 for all your body adornment needs. You tried the rest, now insist on the best with What's the Point Studios, helping adorn Hampton Roads for over 7 years.
We've traveled all the way to Toucan Island to bring you this special interview with one of the most notorious pirates of all time. So tell me, Pirate Skin Man, how did you get your name?
Oi, mate, I got my name for the many paintings on me body. They call them tattoos on the briny.
Tattoos?
These aren't just any tattoos. They're genuine toucan tattoos.
I bet you traveled long and far to find such a variety of cultural designs.
Yeah, mate, just over there in Gloucester Point Shopping Center. The crew has over 36 years of combined experience. They're one of the most sterile... Like I was saying, they're one of the most sterile... Smash, smash! Shut up, you scatterwag!
Well, Mr. Skinman, it's been nice, but we're out of time.
Not so fast. Go visit Toucan Tattoo today for sanitary professional service. Call for an appointment or just stop by. 804-642-3893. Don't forget the area code. And you must be 18 with positive ID.
And there you have it. Toucan Tattoo. It's there or nowhere.
Were you taught that you must learn to compromise? At Warsteiner, we don't believe in compromise. Since 1753, Warsteiner has been using nothing but the finest ingredients to create a true premium Pilsner beer with a full body flavor and refreshing hopped finish. So while everyone else is busy compromising, show the world that you aren't willing to compromise good taste. Drink Warsteiner, the number one selling beer in Germany. Because drinking Warsteiner not only shows your good taste, but tells the world that you know exactly what you want. Warsteiner. Delightfully refreshing. Refreshingly refined. Warsteiner. Because life is too short to drink cheap beer. Imported by Warsteiner Importers Agency, Chicago, Illinois.
Celebrate the holidays with Warsteiner, Germany's number one selling beer, and Warsteiner's Isenbeck Dark, both available at your favorite retailer.
This Thursday night, December 14th, at the Norva. 96X welcomes MXPX for the Norva Nutcracker. MXPX.
Hey, yo, MXPX will jingle your Christmas balls.
What? It's MXPX with Good Charlotte and Hot Rod Circuit. This Thursday night at the Norva. Good Charlotte and Hot Rod Circuit. Live at the Norva. Tickets available now at all areas. Ticket Master Outlets, the Backstage Cafe, and the Norva Box Office. Showtime, 7:30. All ages welcome. Join MXPX at the Norva Nutcracker. MXPX, Good Charlotte, and Hot Rod Circuit. This Thursday, December 14th at the Norva. Tickets on sale now. A Rising Tide production. MXPX. For more info, check out thenorva.com. And tickets on sale now for SR71, Friday, January 5th at the Norva.
96X is 96.1. W-R-O-S-F-M. Cape Cod, Hampton, Norfolk. It's Virginia's extreme modern rock. 96X.
All right, now, is that it?
That's it now.
Yeah.
Can we go
home?
You're finally...
Good.
You're there.
I want to thank Lauren for doing a great job on the phones. Look at her, that little Clark Kent look she's got for today. Fantabulous. I want to thank Sarah for coming in here, whenever she comes in here and screwing up the phones. I want to thank Anderson for doing a great job each and every night sliding those potentiometers.
Whatever.
And pushing those buttons. I want to thank producer Ann. She's still with the show?
Yeah, she is.
Okay, we thank producer Ann for coming in here when she comes in here, booking the show and doing a wonderful job. I want to thank Natalie Ritano for coming in here from VIP every night of the week, as far as I know. Check your local listings. Always on a Fox affiliate, right?
Yes.
And CNN.
I don't know when it starts.
That's not out yet, though.
It's not out yet.
Next week, who are the guys? We've got a big lineup next week.
And we got Aston Kutcher from the 70s show. And
Mark McGrath.
Oh, Mark McGrath's going to be in here. And the guys from Dude,
Where's My Car?
Bitches stole my goddamn car.
And Adam Wednesday.
And Wednesday is, Minka, the great, fabulous, number one Asian big boob queen. Minka.
Number one, Oriental big boob queen.
Right. She'll be in here on Wednesday. How dare you? How dare you be so dismissive about Minka's name?
What? What is that?
You listen Wednesday night.
Okay.
You will know the name of Minka after that.
Can
I guarantee you that.
I'm there with, some pictures and get them.
You may. You just do not get too close to my Asian queen, Minka. So, until next time, it's Adam Crawford, Dr. Drew.
Bye, you guys.
And Minka. Say, and Natalie Tron saying, mahalo. Ugh, I gotta go.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those.